In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are drawn together as God's family from Whitkirk, Colton, and beyond to offer praise and thanksgiving, to ask the forgiveness of our sins, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek God's grace, that through the Son, Jesus Christ, we may give ourselves to God's service. A very warm welcome to our worship for this week. It's good to have you with us. Our worship continues with the first of our hymns, All My Hope on God Is Founded. Penitence for our sins, let us turn to Christ, that he may fill us with his new life. Lord Jesus, you came that we might learn from you and find rest for our souls. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came that we might have abundant life. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you came that you might set us free. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, the author and giver of all good things, graft in our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
First reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 29. Then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you are my kinsman, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall your wages be?" Now Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were lovely, and Rachel was graceful and beautiful. Jacob loved Rachel, so he said, "I will serve you 7 years for your younger daughter, Rachel." Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than that I should give her to any other man. Stay with me." So Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him but a few days because of the love he had for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife that I may go into her, for my time is completed." So Laban gathered together all the people of the place and made a feast. But in the evening he took his daughter Leah and brought her to Jacob, and he went into her. Laban gave his maid Zilpah to his daughter Leah to be her maid. When morning came, it was Leah, and Jacob said to Laban, "What is this that you have done to me? Did I not serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "This is not done in our country, giving the younger before the firstborn. Complete the week of this one, and we will give you the other also in return for serving me for another 7 years." Jacob did so, and completed her week. Then Laban gave him his daughter Rachel as a wife. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Let the message of Christ in all its richness find a home with you. Through him give thanks to God. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus put before the crowd another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? They answered him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household, who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
I must admit that I'm not a big online shopper. I don't buy my groceries for delivery. I don't really buy from Amazon, except maybe books. And I'm never tempted to buy that kitchen gadget which promises to change my life. I must admit, this was all before lockdown. But now, well, nothing much else has changed, except the bookcases are a little fuller. And I have taken out a subscription to this, Rooted. Rooted is part of the Bible Society, an organisation which helps to promote people's engagement with reading the Bible, to help people to discover the scriptures in their own language. Every month, as part of my subscription, I receive resources through the post in a lovely box, made all the more exciting receiving these during lockdown. It's a lovely selection of stationery, prayer cards and thought-provoking stories of those who struggle to access the Bible. In one of the boxes, as part of the welcome, were these seeds. A tiny packet of wildflower seeds. On the back of the packet, which I'm sorry to say still needs to be planted, there were verses of scripture from Jeremiah 17. The verses speak of God's blessing on those who put their roots in him. Like a tree, deep planted roots help to sustain the growth and flourishing of those who receive the word. Each one of these tiny seeds is a powerhouse of growth, roots stored up ready to be released and to become something great. They may be little, but they're alive. Tiny seeds, whether wildflower or mustard, as we are reminded of this morning, we can all relate to. Some of us will have used this lockdown time to sort out our garden and to tend to things grown from seed. The reason that Jesus used parables, in this case the parable of the mustard seed, was that they were relatable to the hearers. He used everyday ideas to get his point across. At the beginning of the chapter, we are told that the crowds had gathered to hear Jesus speaking, and he told them many stories. But what did he say in this one? The disciples want to know what the kingdom of God will be like. And Jesus uses the parable to illustrate that the kingdom will start small and to grow into something more vast. And that would be true for the disciples too. Their humble, mismatched beginnings couldn't have prepared them for what they would experience. But from tiny beginnings they grew. So the seed in the story represents spiritual and physical growth of the kingdom. We maybe have all felt that our growth in faith may have stopped over these past few weeks, although the results of the online survey that we were asked to complete showed the opposite. Ultimately, we are not designed to be a community in isolation. In these last few weeks, especially, Matthew and I have received many inquiries from families still wanting their children to be baptised. Even during this strange time, there is a need for this important sacrament to be offered. It has been a bit of work to try and fit everyone in due to the restriction in numbers, but it seems that people are willing to overcome that hurdle if the child can be baptised in church. In baptism, we are not only welcoming the child and family into the faith of the church, but we are also planting a seed for the future that the child, once old enough, will come to know God through their own faith, from tiny acorns and all that. So, if I may return to the beginning, that's what the Bible Society does. It helps to further the kingdom by spreading the good news of the Gospels. Jesus is telling us that the kingdom starts out like a small mustard seed and grows into a tree that shelters and nurtures the life around it. When that small mustard seed starts growing, it has an advantage because it can grow in and around the landscapes, sheltering those beneath it and giving a place to those above it. This, perhaps, too, is how the gospel is spread in our own neighbourhoods. A little branch here, a little branch there, and suddenly the place is alive with people and the neighbourhood is being nurtured by the spread of the gospel. As we dare to think what life might be like in this community once we are all back together, I believe that we have planted strong roots, that God will nourish them and us, and so that rooted in Him and our love for each other, we may know the joys of the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Let us affirm our faith by saying together the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray to God our Father, each in our own place, but united in our faith, knowing that we are all precious to Him. Father, we ask for your blessing on the Christian Church throughout the world. We pray for the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the team responsible for preparing the Lambeth Conference, which has had to be postponed until the year 2020 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. We pray for our own diocese and for the clergy and lay people who serve you in the many churches throughout the region, that we may have shared vision and values. We ask for your blessing on our own Church of St Mary's, for Matthew, Lynn, and all who are freely giving of their time, skills and talents to ensure that we stay connected and united in your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this time, when the opportunity to spend time in the open air to appreciate your creation has become all important, we pray and give thanks for our national parks and wardens. And we especially give thanks for Temple Newsham and its staff. We pray for all peace initiatives, all negotiations between nations, for all who work for justice, reconciliation and harmony. We pray, Father, that those in authority and power do not lose touch with the needs of those they serve, so that the poor and oppressed and vulnerable are always given value and respect. We remember especially this morning those suffering with COVID-19 in refugee camps and overcrowded housing throughout the world. Look mercifully, Lord, on a world where we have not yet learned to share. A world where men, women and children are without homes, without food, without love. Bring them hope in their despair and show a weak and corrupt world the ways of justice and of peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our loved ones, our families, our friends and neighbours. And we ask your blessing especially today for the residents of Kennelly Avenue. May we show your love, Lord, in all our relationships with others. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Most merciful Lord, we ask your blessing on all those who are sick, in mind or body. For those who have found it difficult to cope alone with the worry and isolation caused by the coronavirus lockdown. And we bring before you this morning those who have asked for our prayers. Margaret Tomlinson, George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, and Jennifer Mode. And we give thanks for those who care for their needs. Bring them comfort, O God, by the knowledge of your nearness, particularly in the slow night hours. Grant them strength, encouragement, and consolation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who have recently passed through death into eternal life and freedom from pain and suffering. Pat Yates, Nora Matson, and Audrey Holland. Receive them with mercy and welcome them into your kingdom. And on the anniversary of their deaths, Enid and Bob Hodgson and David Graham, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for families and friends as they mourn. Surround them with your love, Lord. May they be conscious of your unseen presence supporting them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, may those who hear and understand your message about the kingdom help teach and nurture those who do not understand. May those whose faith is weak be supported when they falter by those whose faith is strong. May we never close our doors or our hearts to any one of your children, because they are too different, too difficult, or too demanding. Help us to remember that we are all members of Christ's body, and teach us to concentrate on what we hold in common, rather than become obsessed with those things that divide us. May we carry your light in the world. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence, using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. God of light and power and glory, we rejoice in your light, we live by your power, we look for your glory. Open our eyes to behold your presence, that we may give ourselves to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, O God, for you are gracious, You have loved us from the beginning of time, and you remember us in times of trouble and of joy. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you came to us in Jesus Christ, who has redeemed the world and saves us from our sins. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, O God, for you have sent your Holy Spirit, who comforts us and leads us into all truth. Your mercy endures forever. Amen. Dear friends, seek for peace. Peace in your heart, peace in your spirit, peace in your mind, peace in your home. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God.